In the readings today, we hear about the promise that God had made, made a promise to Abraham, made a promise to David, that one of their offspring would be the King of Israel, would be the Messiah. And so we hear that long genealogy from St. Matthew's Gospel, showing us all that genealogy from Abraham and then to David and so on, all the different ways that God has worked to bring this about. But we also know that it was through our Blessed Lady in a very specific way that God chose to do this. And what we hear in the first reading is something that is really quite astounding. It says that God is going to marry you. Ever think about what that really means? As a young man marries a virgin, your builder shall marry you, and as a bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so shall your God rejoice in you. God is going to marry you. Marriage, obviously, is the most profound relationship on the natural level that we can think of. The two become one. The two make a promise, a vow to love one another every day for the rest of their lives. The two open their hearts to one another, and both should be able to enter into the mystery of the other person deeper and deeper as they go, and therefore to love one another more and more and more. And of course, the expression of that love, the fruit of that love, is a baby. A baby is the living, tangible, and fleshed love of a husband and a wife. For those of you who are parents, when you look at the face of your child, you should see the love that you have for your spouse and the love that your spouse has for you reflected in that beautiful, beautiful face of your child. Well, if God is going to make a promise that he is going to marry us, if heaven is going to unite with earth, then you would have to assume that the reflection, the expression, is going to be heavenly, divine, as well as earthly or human. When God created one human person who loved him so perfectly that he could give himself to her in that total way, as he does, by the way, for each one of us, he gives himself totally to us. The question is, do we love him totally? Thanks be to God, there was one who actually did. Because of the graces that God gave to the Blessed Virgin Mary, her love for him was so perfect that he could actually become incarnate in her womb. And there was a person who is divine and human, heavenly and earthly, something supernatural and natural all at the same time. This is a mystery that is obviously beyond anything we will ever be able to comprehend. The love of God in human form. And we must understand when we talk about this that even though it's beyond our ability to comprehend, we can at least understand it into some degree. And we are talking about the fact that God loves us so much that he would become one of us. That he loves us so much that even as the angel pointed out to Joseph, that his name would be Jesus, Yeshua in Hebrew, because he would save his people from their sins. That's what the name Yeshua means, a savior. And so he came into this world to be able to free us from our sin. But if we put that into the positive, he came into this world to transform us so that we could love more. Sin is selfishness, which is the opposite of love. And if we are able to be without sin, that means, in turn, that we are able to love more perfectly. Now, Our Lady, who never had any sin because the grace of God kept her from that, she was able to love perfectly. Now, not as perfectly in the sense of how God loves us, because God's love is absolute. Our Lady loved him in a relatively perfect sense. You and I can't do that because sin has kept us from being able to love perfectly. But what we want to do is strive more and more for that perfect love. When we recognize that God has given himself to us to take away our sins, but also then to help us to be able to love more, then we want to be able to respond in that way. That even though he is not going to be incarnate in us as he was in the womb of our Blessed Lady, nonetheless, he wants to be able to live in us and through us. He wants us to be able to bring him into the world, to show the world who he is. And the way that we do that is simply by loving him more and more. That's what each one of us is called to do. Now, like Our Lady, we might say, how can this be? How could God express himself, manifest himself through me in a way that the world would be able to see Jesus through me? How can that happen? Remember what the angel told Our Lady. Nothing will be impossible for God. In other words, it's not what we do, it's what he's doing in us. Our Lady didn't cause the incarnation of our Lord. She received that gift from God and then gave that gift to us. So too, we have to receive that gift from God. We have to receive God into ourselves, and then that can be reflected, expressed, manifested, whatever you want to say, in us and through us. So in other words, if the face of that child is the expression, the living expression of the love of the parents, then on your face is the loving expression of God. Because you are made by him. Your parents cooperated in that. But God made you. And God has espoused you to himself. On the day that you were baptized, the Holy Trinity came literally to dwell within you. So you are the temple of the Lord. But in order to show that even more intimately, God says, you are the spouse of the Lord. In other words, if that's the case, and God dwells in us because he has given himself entirely to us, and we have received that gift of him, then we should be dwelling in him, because we've given ourselves as a gift to him. So as we think about all of the Christmas gifts that we give and receive with other people, understand you have received the gift. Jesus. He is the gift that God gave, not only just generically to us as a human race. Our Lord is the gift God has given to you, individually, specifically, to you. And what is the gift then that you should give to him? Yourself. He's not interested in some material thing that you can buy at the store and give him. He's interested in you. He's espoused himself to you. And just as on the day of a wedding, lots of people might give a married couple all kinds of gifts, they don't give one another a gift because they are the gift to one another. If you are the spouse of the Lord, that means give yourself to him and allow him to radiate through you. Obviously, again, it isn't going to be quite the same as it happened with our Blessed Lady, because our Lord was literally incarnate in her. And what we celebrate today is the day that he was born into this world. But if we are able to draw closer and deeper into the Lord, and he is able to show himself, to manifest himself more and more through you and me, then we are bringing him into the world, just as Our Lady did. So she received the person of our Lord, gave birth to him, and gave him to us. We receive our Lord, and then we can give that gift to the world. We can show him to the world. And how do we do that? It's very simple. Our Lord is truth, and our Lord is love. If we simply live the truth in love, then we bring the Lord into the world. That is the joy of Christmas. We have literally love himself coming to us because he loves you so much. And while we are celebrating his birth that took place over 2,000 years ago, again, as I've been explaining, this is not just an event that happened in Bethlehem and is way back there, and it doesn't affect us all that much directly. He did it for us, but that's nice. Now, we're talking now about something that is literally happening inside of you. Not back there 2,000 years ago, right now, in your heart, in your soul, the mystery of God uniting himself with humanity is happening in you. And now what needs to happen is the mystery of humanity uniting itself with God. In other words, you and me giving ourselves to him and then allowing that love to grow and to be expressed, to be radiating through us. That's the beauty of what we're celebrating tonight. So yes, what a miracle that our Lord became incarnate and was born of our Blessed Lady. What a miracle that God is uniting himself to you. And if you had any question about whether that's real, think of what's going to happen here in just a minute, a few minutes. Jesus is giving himself to you in Holy Communion. That's not a symbol. It's not a sign. It is the Lord. It is the entire person of the Lord giving himself 100% to you. And what he is looking for in return is for you to give himself to him. And so we can look at that baby in the manger and we can reflect upon the love that Our Lady had for her son, and the love that he had for her, and Saint Joseph as well. But you also recognize that he gave himself to the shepherds. He gave himself to whoever came to him, and he continues to do so with you and me. When the shepherds went away on Christmas night, they were changed. When the Magi, who came on Epiphany, went away from Bethlehem, they were changed. You and I need to be changed. We come to that crib. We see that baby. And we recognize that there is a mystery happening in our hearts, in our souls. And that's what needs to change us, to be able to see that the promise that our Lord has made to unite himself with humanity that your Maker will marry you. That is what God has done. Doesn't matter if you're male or female. That is the reality inside of each one of us that is happening because of your baptism. So don't keep it at an arm's distance. Let it in. Our Lady didn't keep things at an arm's distance. She said yes and allowed the miracle that God was going to work to happen in her. God is working a miracle in you. And that miracle is ultimately to transform each one of us into love itself. Don't keep it at an arm's distance. Let him in and enter into his heart as he is entering into yours, so that the Christmas miracle will be continue to transform you and me, so that the reflection, the manifestation of Christ will be seen in our faces, that the joy of Christmas is going to be reflected in us. That's what's going on. So yes, praise God for the faith of Our Lady and for the love of Our Lady and for the gift that was given 2,000 years ago. But praise God for the gift that's happening right now inside of each one of us. And ask our Blessed Lady for the grace to be able to love her Son just as she did, so that we will be transformed into the truth and into love itself.